I was born in Newcastle, Western County Limerick, on the 12th of May 1923. And the reason I was born there was simply because my father, who worked for a mineral firm in Dublin, the place burnt down in Henrietta Place, and he was out of a job. And lucky enough, he was tipped off by some traveller about a job that was going in Newcastle West in Natchez. And he went down there, was interviewed for the job and was told he had the job. So it was only a matter of coming back again to Dublin and tell my mum, would he take the job or would he hang on in Dublin? And of course, having no job at the time, and there was no assistance either after losing your job, he decided he would go back to Limerick and the family. And it was no problem getting a house in Limerick, because we did get one down in South Quay, which was a lovely house. And that's where I was born, because my sister Maura and Jimmy, who were before me, a year and two before me, they were there already, and then I was born, as I said, in Newcastle West. So we only stayed there 3 years, because another job arose in Dublin in C&C Mineral Waters, and he got that job. So after 3 years in Limerick, we decided to go back again to Dublin. And then the problem arose about where would we live. And it was again, luck was on the side of my father in that sense, because the Dublin Corporation had built a huge scheme in Fairview Marino, and it was the first such schemes undertaken by the Dublin Corporation. There were beautiful houses, because they were meant indeed for the poor people of Dublin who were living in tenements in the Gloucester, Sean McDermott Street area. And the government were trying to get them out of the poverty that they were living in, and more or less bring them out into the outskirts of Dublin, as they would call it then, the country part, because there was only green fields all around us. So he succeeded in getting one of those houses simply because of the poor people who did avail of this corporation scheme. Now, one third was paid by the government, one third by the corporation, and the other one third was taken by the tenants, who got it at a very reasonable rent. So they were ideal in that sense. There were three bedroom with a toilet and bathroom, which were unknown at that time in houses, and certainly in houses built in Dublin before that scheme came along. And but gradually a very unusual thing took place, that the poor people who come out of the city tenements and houses, they decided that they were too far away from their relatives who had stayed in the city. And they called it living out of the country was too far away from their city relations. So a lot of them opted out of the houses. And what happened then was they used to get a tram from where they were living back into the city. And a lot of them left houses there, which eventually were all snapped up by the Gardaí. There were teachers, and there were other people who had come to Dublin from the country, and they immediately grabbed these great houses that were built on the north side of the city. And that's where we started from, for the second time, having moved from Munster Street, where we were originally in a flat, and now we were back in a house on the north side of the city in very comfortable surroundings. Now, of course, my family, my father and mother, they were poles apart as regards the counties and where they were born, because my mother was born in Limerick. So naturally enough, that was a big influence on her when we decided to go down to Limerick. She was very pleased about that particular move, because all her relations were from Limerick. She was born in Ballyhale. She had a sister then living in Newcastle West. Her brother, DJ Madden, who was a Cumann Gael TD, Fine Gael TD, after we had left Limerick. And then she had another sister living also in Rathkeel, her Aunt Josie. So as it turned out, it was great for my mother to go back to her roots, more or less. Whereas my father was born in Mousetown, which was outside of Coal Island, between Stewartstown and Mousetown. And he was there, born there, and the father was a small farmer. And when he died, his wife, my father's mother, and his brother, the three of them came to Dublin.